This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Officials in Seoul say that North Korea is likely to allow a U.S. delegation to visit its main nuclear complex next week. It would be the first time outsiders have been allowed into the complex at Yongbyon, just north of the capital, Pyongyang. NPR's Beijing correspondent Rob Gifford has just returned from a visit to South Korea. How much detail is there on this?
Well, there's not very much detail at all. The first report came out in this morning's USA Today newspaper, a very detailed report, actually, which even gave the names of people who are going to be on this delegation, which is supposed to be going next week. One of the people that the article mentioned was a former head of the Los Alamos National Lab in the United States. So I've just actually spoken with some people in Seoul, one former advisor of the government, who said that it is extremely likely that this delegation will go to Pyongyang and to Yongbyon next week. There's been a lot of movement behind the scenes. There's been a lot of back and forth with diplomats in the region. So I think this is just the next step, really, in this long-term effort to close down North Korea's nuclear facilities.
Why would the North Koreans be doing this?
Well, that, of course, is the big question, and there's two rather opposing views of what they would actually be doing this for. One is that they want to let Washington see that they do actually have a nuclear bomb. That would bolster their negotiating stance in the upcoming talks between the U.S. and North Korea and the four other regional powers. That would, of course, make them look much stronger. The other view that analysts I've spoken to have said is that it may be to show that North Korea is serious about letting inspectors in. This is one of the crucial issues about any deal that's going to be done, is will North Korea allow intrusive inspections? Many people feel that they just won't. They just don't want that. So it may be that they're trying to send that message, that it really is a possibility and that they really do want to do a deal.
What's the possibility of a new round of talks?
Well, as I say, there's a lot of shuttling back and forth. It's very rare that I get to use the words shuttle diplomacy and the words Chinese diplomats in the same phrase, but they're really the ones driving this. The Chinese have really stepped up to the plate, and they are going to Tokyo, going to Seoul, going to Washington, and really trying to make these talks happen. The crucial issue is timing, when the U.S. will give security guarantees to the North Koreans. The North Koreans want them simultaneously, at the same time that they allow inspections in, or they give their commitments to give up their nuclear facilities. So I think everybody's trying, but you know, Chinese New Year is coming up, which the Lunar New Year that the Koreans also support, then also celebrate, and no one's quite sure if they can squeeze it in before then.
Iran and Libya recently have agreed to open up their nuclear facilities to UN inspectors. Is it possible those moves had any impact on the North Koreans?
Well, it may well have been for two reasons. One, I think North Korea, the North Korean leadership, Kim Jong-il especially, is known to be very, very well informed. He's watching the news very, very carefully every day, we hear. And so he may well have seen a lot of it. He's very likely to have seen a lot of those details about those two deals. The other reason really is that North Korea is increasingly desperate. The sanctions are biting. I mean, we've been saying this for years, of course, that the economy is in a desperate situation and people are starving to death. But really, after a decade of this, they really, really are reaching the end of the road here, and they have no food left. And I think, you know, it may be that if Kim Jong-il has seen that those deals have been done, and yet Libya and Iran are still going to maintain some kind of security, then maybe he's decided to go down the same path.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.